Hi, this is Coco Montoya, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe. Play the blues for me.
People, I was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, and I heard a lot of people talking about the White House. I decided I'd drop in there that night. When I got there, I said, "Man, what's shaking?" They said, "Look, man, you can't come in here. This is where the president hang out. What you want?" I said, "Look, man, I'm John Lee Hooker. I sing the blues." They said, "The president don't have time for the blues." I said, "Look, man, everybody got to have the blues sometime, no matter where you're from or where you're at." So I decided to make a run for president. Yeah, I know everybody got the blues, 'cause I'm in touch with them when I sing. It's my life. I got the number one record in Detroit right now, and it's called Boom Boom. Yeah, it tells a tremendous story. These lyrics are something else. I want you to dig it and pick up on it. And every time you hear boom boom, that's a dollar change. I don't need your money, 'cause I finance my own campaign. I ain't for sale. I keep a fat back roll in my pocket, baby, big as a hay bale. Yes, sir. Now I want everybody to know I'm strictly copacetic. I ain't Republican or Democratic. I got a new program for the nation. There's gonna be groove time, a big sensation. Every man and woman gets one scotch, one bourbon, one beer, 3 times a day if they stay cool. And little chillings gets milk, cream, and alcohol 2 times a day if they stay involved in school. Now boogie chillin'. Yes, sir. Time. Now I want 9 fine looking women sitting on the Supreme Court. Their big legs, their tight skirts drive me out of my mind. When I need a judgment, they're gonna give it to me right on time. They call me on the phone saying, "Johnny, we disagree on which one of us you like the best." I said, "Honey, y'all equally fine under the law." Yes, sir. Now I'm shopping up the date. Jimmy Reed, Vice President, little Johnny Taylor, Secretary of State. I got the foreign policy numbers, 444. Domestic spending going up, continental clothes, Stetson hats, everybody's on the dance floor. All you backbiters and syndicators, hear what I say. I ain't gonna stand for no trash talking, double dealing. If I catch you messing around, the
White House. While I'm there, I might cut you, I might shoot you. I just don't know. And there's one point I really want to prove. If you vote for John Lee Hooker, you know you're gonna groove. Don't be fooled by the Republican. Don't pity the Democratic. Vote John Lee Hooker and everything gonna be mellow, knocked out, copacetic. See you some old rainy day.
We're still there. Well, did it work for you? Breaking all the rules, really, because normally with radio, you open up with something up-tempo, something you recognise, all that kind of stuff. And when I was putting the show together, I thought, rather than close with it, I'll open with it. I think to me, it made a great opener. I hope you enjoyed it too. It wasn't John Lee Hooker, of course. It was in the style of John. And it's from Ry Cooder, from his album last year. Came out towards the end of 2011, called Pull Up Some Dust and Sit Down. And that is a track 6.5 minutes altogether. A track called John Lee Hooker for President. It's The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Napa in Cyprus, Belgrade Radio, and of course, it's a podcast. Have we broken the rules already? Let's change things now with a brand new, yet to be released, but the guy sent it to me as an MP3 download. Down to Chicago, Wayne Baker Brooks. Here's his new single track from his album. I don't know. Tricks Up My Sleeve.
Bastard!
feel a fade setting in, can't you? In the final minute of that number, you know it's not going to end with a da-dum, 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 dum. So when in doubt, fade to the end. Wayne Baker Brooks, new single, perhaps, probably a new track off the album later on this year. Just been received this week. And it's called Tricks Up My Sleeve. Good stuff indeed. Okay, let's move to a band who we had playing live here about 2 years ago, and it was actually their session because it was a complete band came down, the band called Blues Mix. And in those days, I didn't have a multi-track facility to be able to record and mix down afterwards. So every recording I did was a mix straight from the floor, really. And it's great with a musician, vocalist and guitar, but when you've got a complete band, drums a whole bit, it's far more difficult. And the mix I did for Blues Mix, I was very unhappy with, and I thought then I really must get some kind of multi-track mix down afterwards. Anyway, their album Flat Nine, I got at the beginning of this year and played a couple of tracks from it as the year went on. And all of a sudden, I've got a second copy arrived this week with the release date of the 20th of August. So obviously, it's being formally released in 3 weeks' time. Anyway, good chance, therefore, to go back to the album and pick out Blues Mix from their album Flat Nine. Here they are with a track called Heartbreaker.
When I first met you, baby, you were all over me. When I first met you, baby, you were all over me. You had more eyes than an octopus in the sea. When I first met you, baby, you stuck to me like glue. When I first met you, baby, you stuck to me like glue. Now you're gone, broke my heart in two. You're a heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Oh baby, won't you let me be? I never see you, baby, you can be without someone new. I never see you, baby, you can be without someone new. You got me feeling down, oh I'm feeling blue. If I never see you, baby, well it ain't too soon for me. If I never see you, baby, well it ain't too soon for me. Gonna throw myself to the bottom of the deepest sea. You're a heartbreaker, 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 heartbreaker. Ooh, baby, won't you let me be?
Great stuff. Just 4 in the band. Rob Morgan on, Bob Morgan on keys and sax. Emil Armstrong on bass. Ivan Komoniak on drums. And Rob Fleming on vocals and guitar. Rob's one of my Facebook friends. And they're at the 100 Club, I think in late August thereabouts. That's a track from their album, which I got about 9 months ago, roughly, called Flat 9, but just been reissued or released for the first time, perhaps formally, and available as of the 20th of August. And there you heard Heartbreaker. We leave the UK, go to Canada now, and to the West Coast, a place I will be in some 9 weeks' time, I guess, from Vancouver. Here are the band called Sometime Six. Their new album is called Hoodoo Shake, and here is a track which is called My Wallet. Maybe he loves me, my wallet tells me so. Out of Vancouver, the Sometime Six Band from their album The Hoodoo Shake, and there you heard My Wallet. Let's move across Canada to about the middle, I guess, now, Hudson Bay area, the province of Manitoba. And that's the home of the Hip Shaking Mama and the Leg Men, and here she is with Don't Put Me Down Too Long. album came out this year called Reclaim the Land, and they are Hip Shaking Mama and the Leg Men. I've always been a leg man. And that's called, well, not always, Don't Put Me Down Too Long. Let's stay in Canada for our third act. Let's move back to the West Coast. I'll miss Manitoba altogether, but I'll be in Vancouver on the 7th to the 10th of October of this year. And I'm hoping I'll get to Victoria, but I may not. But if you cross from Vancouver onto the island, Vancouver Island, you get to Victoria, and that's where this next band come from, the King Mixers. Now, I know them as Gary Preston and Ita Bonkowski, who were a duo before, but now they've added David Sharder, or David Shade. I hope I got your name right there, David, on guitar and vocals, and now they are called the King Mixers. Their new album is called Riding with Mr. Blues, and here they are with a track which is called Creepin'.
Thank you.
instrumental. Good album. Just been released, Riding with Mr. Blues. And that's the band The King Mixers. Basically, Gary Preston on harp and piano and keys and vocals, but not on vocals on that track, of course. Anita Bonkowski on bass and drums and piano. And the new member of the band, David Shade, on guitar and also vocals, but not that track. And that is a track which is called Creeping. Let's leave Canada, back into the lower 48, so to speak, if you see what I mean. And the album on Alligator Records, which came out at the beginning of this year, which is fabulous, called Hellfire. It's Joe Louis Walker. Here he is with Moving On.
Rolling down the track, being your true loving daddy ain't coming back. I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You will find the high from a little old sky. I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew in blue, say hello to the south and we're coming to you. We're moving on. Do you hear my song? You had a laugh on me, so I set you free. I'm moving on. Mr. Finder, won't you please listen to me? Cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving on. Yeah, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let the rattler roll. Keep moving on. Wow. Mr. Engineer, take the throttle in hand. This rattles the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving on. Yeah, keep rolling on. You can ease my mind for me that long time. Keep rolling on.
always puts a smile on my face. Great, great album, Hellfire it's called. Bruce Iglauer's Alligator Records, Joe Louis Walker, and there you heard Moving On. That came from the beginning of the year, as did this one, which I've only played a couple of tracks from, then a long, long gap, which we'll remedy straight away. The album is called Tank Full of Blues. When I first played a track from it, I got some strange emails from people saying, Dion? You mean Dion and the Belmonts, Dion? And the answer then, as is now, was yes. Dion, the album Tank Full of Blues, and I'm Ready to Go. Okay, back to the new releases. This is an odd thing, because back in the day, I'm obviously getting old, but in the old days, you didn't do any new releases just after Christmas, because everybody bought their records anyway. And the other time which was quiet for new releases was always July and August, especially August, because people were away on their holidays, they were saving their money for their holidays, and therefore an August release could disappear without trace. And yet, quite a few albums are being released later on this month. The Blues Mix one is coming out at the end of the month, and here's another one coming out on the 20th of August. It comes from the band Blue on Black. Their new album is called Robert Johnson's Door, and here they are with a track which is called Means to an End.
train on the Shenandoah Line. 51 long years down the last line's clear. Train driver made, locomotive engineer. Gold case watch back in 29. Came straight from my school in Norfolk Western Line. Hagerstown to Walton, 40 miles to Bedford. Waynesburg, Buena Vista, long climb to Cloverdale. Homemade black smoke, that's your company line. Them Blue Ridge Mountains, that's a 12-mile climb. Yeah, that's a 12-mile climb. That's a 12-mile climb.
Say on the sleeve notes that came with the album Weapons Grade Rock and Blues. Just about sums it up, really. Taken from their influences, obviously from Cream, Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, Gallagher, Johnny Winter, all those kind of people, Stevie Ray Vaughan too. That's the band called Blue on Black. Their new album coming out towards the end of August is called Robert Johnson's Door. And that is a track which was called Means to an End. Somebody we featured last week with his forthcoming album, again out during the month of August, Kelly Joe Phelps, Hard Times They Never Go Away.
Cold, long and weary, winter's gone dead. made up old overcoat will cover in my head. Just one more season of trying to lay it down. Yeah, damn old life, I mumble, no one ever known. Through a million miles walking and a million things to say, I can't cut closer to the bone. Hard time, they never go away. Yeah, big wind blowing, coming on strong, tearing up a good man. Everything's gone wrong. And I let it in trouble life poison me. I buried most of the good parts and let the bad run free. Through a million miles of walking and a million things to say, I can't cut closer to the bone. Hard time, they never go away. Through a million miles of walking and a million things to say, I can't cut closer to the bone. Hard times, they never go away. Heartache and sadness that look to be my friends, but how I'd like to kill them both and start all over again. They count on defining their lives by my past. Come now, great redeemer, heal me up at last. Through a million miles of walking and a million things to say, I can't cut closer to the bone. Hard time, they never go away. Through a million miles of walking and a million things to say, I can't cut closer to the bone. Hard times, they never go away.
I was listening to that in the car the other day, and it sounded like a didgeridoo. I thought there was something wrong with the car engine. And then someone, I came back, listened to it again in the studio, and it was still there. And they heard towards the end there, it's something so strange coming in underneath. Kelly Joe Phelps, a guy who's coming to the UK towards the end of this year, which hopefully coming to do a session on the boat. He's already been here, is it two or three times before? That's his forthcoming album, Brother Sinner and the Whale, and that's a track which is called Hard Times, They Never Go Away. Let's go back to Canada now, and somebody who is making his first European tour, exactly the same dates as I'm going to be away in Canada, basically. So if there was a chance of getting him to the studio, it's not going to work this time anyway. His name is Scott Cook. The album is called Moonlit Rambles. It's just been released. In fact, it's coming out on September the 24th, so we've got lots of advance notice. And so here he is making his debut on the show with A Million Miles. Mm-hmm.
When I came to the city, I was green as green could be. Didn't know myself and hung on what they thought of me. But I got a feeling these ain't my kind of folks. They laughed at my clothes and not at my jokes. And I wished I could fly a million miles from here. The change in me was frightening to behold. Cash burns holes in your pockets, work burns holes in your soul. I could feel the eyes of the voiceless crowd. Might even be scared to live out loud and just dream of being free a million miles from here. Gone, gone, gone. Gone in a place. No road will take you there. There's a few kinds of trouble. Seem to follow me around. They show their old faces anytime that I slow down. They followed me out to the Golden Coast, introduced themselves to those I love the most, and they'll be hounding me a million miles. Some folks say there's a heaven up above, and this veil of tears ain't no place to put your love. Some other folks say the world's whatever they call it. They say open your mind and open your wallet, and you wake up a million miles.
Cook, the album coming out in some 6 weeks time towards the end of September. The album is called Moonlit Rambles, and there you heard a track which is called A Million Miles. He's in the UK from the 13th of September, and then the final dates are in London on the 7th, 8th and the 10th on the days I'm in Vancouver, when he's in Brixton and also in Battersea. But you'll find more dates on the Scott Cook website, and you'll find links to all the websites, of course, on the Raven and the Blues page, which is so simple. It's www.raven.dj. When I was putting this show together this week and choosing the tracks and then kind of the order as well, it suddenly occurred to me that these previous two numbers from Kenny Joe Phelps and Scott Cook worked perfectly with this next guy. Again, a guest of the programme on a couple of occasions. His album's been out about a year now, I would guess. Sean Taylor, the album Love Against Death, and here he is with Kilburn. And Blues together, Sean Taylor. Great stuff. Love Against Death, the album, and that is Kilburn. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. Almost time to go. Email address dave@raven.dj. Website www.raven.dj. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. Drop me an email from wherever you are in the world. Let's close with a single which came to me care of Cliff McKnight. Recorded back in 1977. It's Johnny Wright and Steve Rusin together. And here they are with I Was in St. Louis. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Yes, I was in St. Louis. Oh, when I put that woman down. Yes, I was in St. Louis. Oh, when I put that woman down. Yes, I had to move up the country. Call down the good gal, just can't be found. Night I heard my window open. I just thought it was the wind. Till I reached up and turned my light, that was a Maybelline's an inn. Well, I was in St. Louis. Oh, when I put that woman down. Yeah, I done moved up the country. Called on a good gal, just can't be found. All right now. Tell you something, the rumors is going round. I've been hearing, baby, that you are leaving this town. Well, I was in St. Louis. Oh, when I put that woman down. Yes, I had a mood of the country. Call down that good gal, just can't be found.